The cello, and that's not it, that sounds like a piano. The cello is that large, deep-toned, stringed instrument made famous by the likes of Mstislav Rostropovich and Yo-Yo Ma. Seems to be especially popular these days in Mr. Ma's hometown of Boston. One group of about 20 Boston cellists just can't get enough of the sound of their instruments. They gather twice a year at the house of a fellow cellist for a multi-cello jam session. Our non-cellist reporter, Alice Furlow, crashed the party the other night and survived to send us this report.
The living room of Eileen Guttmacher's late Victorian house in the Boston suburb of Brookline isn't very large. But this afternoon, instead of furniture, it's jam-packed with cellists, music stands, and cellos. Sorry, I mean celli. Most of the cellists bowing earnestly away in a Schumann song are women. There are players of all ages, mostly middle-aged, and most are amateurs. There's no audience. Husbands, sweethearts, and wives are not invited unless they happen to be cellists themselves. But there's a kind of phantom audience of huge cello cases standing upright out in the hall.
Cellists just like to have fun and play all these fun things.
That's the hostess, Eileen Guttmacher. She works for an organization that provides free housing to people with relatives in Boston hospitals. So her house is often full of patients' families when not full of cellists. She began playing the cello in her 20s. She's 69. And she started this multi-cello group 6 years ago to give her cellist friends a chance to play music the cello isn't meant to play.
It's just great fun, and it's particularly fun for cellists to play in these groups because we are always at the bottom of the string quartet and the bottom of the orchestra, but when you play with lots of cellos, you get a chance to play on the top, like the violin part or the viola part or the oboe part, instead of just being at the bottom of the music.
And with its wide tonal range, there's almost no emotion that the cello can't express. Just listen to a recording by Jacqueline Dupre or Mstislav Rostropovich. In its normal place in an orchestra, though, the cello sounds solemn, even lugubrious. It's hard to imagine chipper or sprightly music for cello. But the cello has got a sense of humor on special occasions. The number of players, about 20 in all, fluctuated as cellists arrived and others departed. Four top professionals, including the birthday girl, silently stole away very early. One of them was Joan Brockway, a distinguished cellist in her 70s. But before she folded up her music stand and closed her cello case, I had time to ask what made her choose this unwieldy instrument, which requires two full fare tickets on an airplane.
When I started, I had a rather small cello in a cloth bag, and my parents drove me around door to door. So the issue of carrying it around didn't loom up until I was already hooked on the cello, so it was too late to do anything.
There's a rule that the parts are passed around so that every player gets to play the melody and nobody gets stuck just playing the accompaniment. After those professionals left, the music occasionally lapsed into a kind of I Love Lucy all-girl band sound. The cellists were bouncing rhythmically in their seats and having a great time showing what the cello sounds like when it's trying to be something it's not. Was saved by an infusion of new talent, including Roland Vasquez, conductor of the Reading, Massachusetts Symphony Orchestra. He arrived with his own arrangement of a madrigal by Thomas Wilkes. Later, he told me why he's a faithful member of this group.
I mean, the first time I played at one of these things with Eileen, I felt all my cells were aligning or something. There was something about the vibrations. It was quite an effect. I thought it had a sort of physical effect on me.
The cello may have a mental effect, too. Rob Bethel, a well-known freelance professional, is sure it has.
Well, cello players tend to be an affable bunch of people.
Is this really true? Are there other instruments that are people are not so affable?
Oh, yes, there are. But
for example?
Oh, well, I think the higher you go in pitch, the higher strung the temperament can be.
Paganini, was he nasty?
Paganini was a pretty high-strung guy. You can kind of hear it in his music.
Is Yo-Yo Ma affable? I bet he is.
He is an unbelievably affable guy. I've only met him a couple of times after concerts, and he was very gracious and down-to-earth with everybody I've ever seen him.
And then we get to the woods.
There was much affability at the potluck supper and plenty of potluck wine. Chalice and wine seemed to go together. The one time I met Mstislav Rostropovich, he was hoisting what was probably an expensive glass of Carton Charlemagne at a Burgundy wine festival. And I thought I noticed a new cheeriness among the Brookline cellists after supper. They attacked some Strauss waltzes with gusto and abandon, while Roland Vasquez conducted with his bow. But it was 10 o'clock, and I was coming down with multiple cello fatigue. I sneaked away before they got to the Blue Danube. Next day, I heard that 5 cello maniacs kept right on playing till 2 in the morning. For NPR News, I'm Alice Furlow, recovering on Cape Cod.
Ready. 1, 2, 3.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.